From the dominant right, I'm Mark Hard.
And from the left, I'm Pete Hard.
You've crossed the border into Hard Nation. My God. These protesters need to cool it. They're trying to rip apart Trump's America. An America where unemployment is less than 5%.
Well, of course he has nothing to do with that. He's not even close to president yet. He's still months away.
Well, it doesn't matter.
And already in absolute disarray.
People of disarray. Would you call a firework a disarray? It's beautiful. It's an explosion.
His transition is going terribly.
In what way, Pete? Give me one way.
Yesterday, almost all of the respectable people from the Washington establishment that were giving reasonable Americans some kind of pause from absolutely losing their minds were fired.
Ben Carson did not take the job. Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Because that, I thought that Ben Carson being in there as Secretary of Education, that's what we really need.
What qualifications does Ben Carson have to be Secretary of Education?
Well, first of all, he educated his heart. You've seen the painting of him with Jesus, right?
Oh my God,
haven't. There's a painting with him and Jesus that hangs in
his head. I have seen him talking about the pyramids a lot.
Which are filled with grains.
Right.
Now, we had such a surprise in this election. Not for me, of course. I always knew that Trump was going to win, but for everyone else.
Wrong.
We had such
I'm going to act like you guys now. Wrong.
What are you doing? That's rude.
Yeah, it is.
Why would you interrupt someone?
Unbecoming
like-
of a radio host and definitely unbecoming of. He changed his Twitter bio. I cannot believe the world I'm living in. We're at, I'm not even going to say it, at his stupid fucking handle says President-elect of the United States.
Well, of course he changed your Twitter handle.
He changed his bio.
Mine says Champion Ham Glazer.
Wrong.
I won that ham glazing contest.
No, champion ham eater.
Well, okay, first of all, my daughters said that I ate the ham the fastest.
She beat you fair and square.
She is a little cheat. She's a disgusting, nasty woman.
But aren't you embarrassed that he's bringing back all of these losers from
what?
The past?
Like who?
Sarah Palin's name being floated for Secretary of the Interior one of the most embarrassing things for America. Already so embarrassed on a global stage by the election of this fucking potato.
Well, Sarah Palin, first off, knows a lot about interior because Alaska has the most of it.
Right. I saw an interview with
her.
Did
she say that?
She said, this is my thing. I love oil, gas, and minerals.
That's what... If you take those three, first
she
of all, you know
absolute,
that I'm...
She's an irredeemable idiot.
I'm a science guy. And then...
She said, my job will be as Secretary of the Interior will be a short one because I'll close it.
Well, that's a good point. She should close the interior.
Yeah.
She should close it, and the only people that can go in there are animals.
The only thing she's ever done for more than 2 months is play the flute.
Well, and it shows. She's very good at it.
Yeah.
But if we closed off the interior to everyone but animals and oil prospectors, we'd be great. None of these tourists and none of these people making music videos.
Wait, what's wrong with tourists?
Tourists.
Is that the first step into immigration in your mind?
Yeah. Immigrations are just permanent tourists. I'm just so excited. Did you see that 60 Minutes interview where he looked right at the camera and said, stop it?
Yeah.
That is presidential leadership. He looked right at the camera.
And then he said, if it helps.
But what about these rioters that are literally ripping apart our nation?
Quiet protesters?
No,
peaceful
how dare you
protesters?
Say that? No, the First Amendment doesn't say anything about the right to assemble.
Countless check-in. Check-in with
that. I did check-in
with that. I don't have time to go through everything that you're wrong on.
The right to
on.
Assemble for a militia. It says the right for a militia to assemble.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Well, there are so many countless photos of these protesters hugging cops, shaking their hands.
Disgusting.
That's so peaceful.
Well, I saw a screenshot of a Facebook status, and it was forwarded to me, and it said that there was an ambulance that wanted to get, it had a priest in it, and that priest was helping soldiers, and that ambulance got
stopped.
Yeah, if that
priest wasn't molesting soldiers, I don't know what
that
he was doing.
That is anti-religion. But
it's also... More than likely fact.
But listen, so this screenshot.
We're going to play fast and loose with the facts, too, on the left.
That's what you've been doing.
Absolutely not.
Yes, you do all the time. All the celebrities go on those talk shows and say their movies are good. That ambulance was stopped by protesters, and that priest died in that car. Yeah. And if these liberals think that's what America is, where they have their orgies on top of ambulances until a priest dies, then I don't know. Then Trump needs to use his iron fist to crush
them. Well, he probably will, because he's so deeply religious. His favorite book is the Bible. What an insane lie. It's not even a believable lie. That's the thing with this guy. He can't even tell a reasonable lie.
I tell you what Donald Trump needs to do on day one is nuke Los Angeles, California. Nuke it off the face of the earth. Oh. These liberals, that's the center of their resistance. We must stop them.
If his dream comes true and he gets Secretary of State John Bolton, I'm sure that's going to be an option.
John Bolton has one of the best mustaches you've ever seen.
He really does.
He is a wonderful mustache.
I will give him. He is a horrible warmonger and would absolutely destroy the world, but God bless.
Well, now, here at Hard Nation, now that we have Republican House, Senate, Presidency, and soon to be Supreme Court, we have majorities
That one's not going to happen. That one's not going to happen.
You'll see. Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
That sounds like a threat.
You'll see.
That sounds like a threat. I'll start reporting you to the police, like you reported me for all those years for being a communist, and the police said, we don't care.
We have the apparatus. We're wearing the brown shirts. The police will listen to us. Well, we have a guest who was a Trump supporter, and she's going to talk about some of the reasons she supported our dear leader on Hard Nation.
And if you thought all logic and convention went out the window last Tuesday, you're wrong, because this one is an idiot.
Now, this is very exciting. The left wants you to believe that the Trump victory was mostly white people voting for him.
It was. Numerically, you can't fight with numbers.
Okay, well, but yeah. I can fight with anecdotes. We have a Trump supporter here who is going to talk about some of the other people that supported Trump to his monolithic landslide victory last week.
Yes, monolithically white.
We're going to talk – Velveteen.
Yes.
Velveteen.
Yes.
And what's your last name, Velveteen? I'm
Velveteen
sorry.
Carter is my name. Yes.
Velveteen, thank you for joining us here on Hard Nation.
Thank you for having me. I really love the way you talk.
Now, Velveteen, tell us about who you pulled the lever for last Tuesday.
I pulled the lever for the man, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Donald J. Trump. And I dare somebody to say something about it. I made the loudest noise when I pulled the lever.
What was that noise?
Ka-clank! Donald J. is my man.
You said all of that in the voting booth?
Yes.
Very disruptive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Me and my best friend, we went down.
And what is her name?
Her name is Gluten.
Gluten? Like the wheat protein?
Not like the wheat protein. Like all these left-wing people want you to believe is so damn healthy. Her name is Gluten like the flour.
See, that is true. The left is always pushing gluten on you. What were some of the reasons that you decided to support his presidency?
First and foremost, he is the man
thing.
For... Excuse me?
The
left wing always correcting your semantics. Let me talk.
They're smug.
You can speak. I am sorry. I did not mean to impugn your point. I want you to make your point.
I went to junior high school two times.
Two times, okay? Pete? How many did you go to?
Just the one.
Yeah, see? More experience.
So what were some of the issues that really drew you to Donald?
He's going to protect our country.
Yes.
I do not like walking down the street almost getting raped. I am a 340-pound black woman. He's going to protect me from those. Can I say it?
Please say it.
From those Mexicans.
Mexicans.
No, now, Mexicans.
No, sorry, Mexicans.
M-E-S-S-K-A-N-S.
M-E-S-S-K-A-N-S. Mexican.
And is there any particular reason that you are afraid of Mexicans?
Just what Donald J. Trump said. Mm-hmm. Listen, let me just be honest on why I did it, okay? Mm-hmm. So I went to Taco Bell one night, and it was a white girl working there.
What? Mm-hmm. That is, yes. First of all, what would you call that, cultural appropriation?
No, I would call that gainful employment.
How dare you?
It was a white girl working there, and I asked for a Nacho Bel Grande with only beans, no meat.
Mm-hmm.
Because that night, I couldn't have meat due to my digestive tract. Now, I was in the horse pillow for 3 weeks because of my digestion.
What is a horse
pillow? A horse
What's
pillow?
A horse pillow? I don't know what a horse pillow is.
The horse pillow where doctors and nurses give you health, the horse pillow.
Wait, is it like a horse stable?
I think Velveteen is saying
the hospital.
Okay, well, I'm saying the same thing you're saying. Velveteen, horse pillow.
Where are you from? With this accent, where are you from?
I am from Tennessee.
There we go.
All right.
Yeah.
I went to Taco Bell after I got out. It was the first place. I had been fiending for some Taco Bell the whole time I was in the horse pillow. And when I got out, I was so excited. And it was a white girl working there. And they messed up my order. Uh-huh. They put meat on it, and I still ate it, of course, even though I saw the meat, because I wasn't going to take it back. I paid for it. Mm-hmm. And so I ate it, and it messed me up.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, you know what? These mess cans got to go.
Again, nothing in that story implicates Mexicans, even in the littlest bit. No. In fact, you took great pains to point out that there was a white girl working at the register. But also, that is a business started by a white man. So if we want to talk about appropriation, we can. But everything that happened to you is because of a white person.
I told Donald J. Trump to his face what happened to me.
You told him to his face?
I told him, yes, because he started bringing me on his rallies.
Oh, wow.
And after he started bringing me and Gluten on his rallies, mm-hmm. and after his security stopped frisking me for the third time that day, he said, I'ma fix this. I'ma fix this for you, Velveteen.
See, and that sort of promise, and did he fix it for you? Have you been to a Taco Bell and have there been Mexicans the there?
I know this much. They ain't messed up my order since.
Wow. Do you think that could just be anecdotal? Do you think that the fact that let me ask you a question. Was it the same girl working the next time you went?
Yeah, she was there. Uh-huh. But I don't need an antidote if they don't mess up my order. I don't need an antidote because ain't no poison in it.
There you go, Pete. Now, the left, which just is reeling from this loss, Hillary Clinton, I don't know if you've seen the first Google result on Google. It shows how she lost by over 30 million votes. Well, it's true, though.
Oh, my God. That is one of the most insane things I've ever heard.
I heard 200 million liberals didn't vote.
Yeah, that is true. 200 million liberals didn't go out.
200 million liberals stayed in a lazy-ass bed that morning.
Yeah, and
instead of going out and voting for the crooked candidate.
Both of you must know that what you're saying is actually just completely impossible.
It's completely true. These liberals are lying in bed and they're laying around with Lena Dunham and they're not going out and they're just watching episodes
of Girls. You're the one that was excited when Donald Trump brought up a 400-pound hacker sitting in his bed because you felt like he was speaking directly to you. So if you're going to speak about people laying in their beds for too long, let's be careful not to implicate liberals when you called me last week and had me come over and flip you over.
Yeah, because my wife was on a trip.
And you said, the doctor told me, with tears in your eyes, I can't get any more bed sores.
That is true. I can't get any more bed sores.
Let me just tell you right now, you can get as many bed sores as you want in Donald Trump's America.
Thank you, because he's going to help.
He's going to help.
He's going to fix Obamacare. Mm. Now, how do you get your health insurance? We were talking about health insurance offline. Where do you get your health insurance?
From Infinity.
From Infinity. That's a health insurance company?
It's my car insurance, but I usually do my healthy things in the car.
So you use your health insurance. Do you go to like auto shops and stuff?
And I will stay in the car as they are fixing it and be like, why are you down there? You might as well take a look at this.
So mechanics,
didn't want to point it out when you walked in, but your hands are obviously covered in oil.
Yes, because I rub it on myself.
So why would you do that?
To fix the bed sores. See, left-wing people don't know nothing.
It's circular logic. These liberals are upset that Hillary Clinton, who's a murderer, and I've seen a video of her shooting someone in the head.
Hillary Clinton killed Michael Jackson.
She killed Michael Jackson. He was getting better, and his doctor had given him a super...
What do you mean he was getting better?
He was getting better.
From what?
He had a cold.
He had a very bad cold.
Taking all the Propofol.
Yeah.
And he was taking the Propofol, and Hillary Clinton walked into the hospital and was like, Michael, pull the plug.
I've seen video of it, of Hillary Clinton dancing.
What do you mean dancing?
I've seen video of her.
You're saying everything that you've said, almost everything that you've said so far, is completely disconnected from the thing that came before it.
Well, it doesn't matter, does it, anymore?
No, I guess not.
It doesn't matter.
340 million liberals didn't vote. Michael Jackson would have loved Donald J. Trump.
It's really
no
sad. Absolutely
way.
He would have.
No way.
First of all,
after he kicked that baby out of the rally, Michael Jackson would have lost his mind.
Well, Michael Jackson tried to throw a baby off a window.
That's his baby. He's allowed to do what he wants with
no,
it.
No, that's disgusting. That is disgusting. Liberals only care about babies till they're born.
Till they're born?
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
Yeah.
If you're gonna
and then
be
they give them a participation trophy for being born.
There were 400 million abortions. In this country.
Yes.
During Obama's presidency.
All right, let's get off of this. So what can you walk us through your voting day? What was election day like for Velveteen?
All right. So election day was very important to me. I woke up very early.
What time?
The night before. I woke up the night before election night. I had gotten my hair done.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm.
I had gotten a press and curl finger wave hybrid.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I put some color in it.
A finger press?
A finger press for Donald J. Trump. And it was the size of his fingers. So
very small.
Yes.
Small. Which is
and
good.
And all over the head. And it was blue. And ooh. I got up. And I put sparklers in the back of my hair. And I had to wrap all this up. I didn't realize I should have maybe slowed down on all the embellishments that I had provided in my hair, because then I had to wrap it all up and sleep with sitting straight up like this.
Oh, that's painful.
How do you normally sleep?
I lay down. I didn't get a lot of sleep. I only slept from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. because I was so excited to go. So I get up. I get a nice breakfast. I pour myself a cup of coffee, and nice. I put all the cream in it. I was only about a shot of coffee and like a full cup.
Now, see,
cream.
A liberal would call that a latte.
Mm-hmm.
But
no,
Pete's over
that's
here.
That's not a latte. That's a cup of milk. With a little, sounds like a little bit of
liberals are always trying. Let's be real, it's a late.
It's
not a latte. Liberals always trying to make everything French.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
You want to make everything French. Well, you know what? We're going to make French. The government of France with Le Pen coming in soon. Nationalism all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I went down to my local polling place.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the gymnasium in my
mine
neighborhood.
Too. Mine too.
It's at the gymnasium, at the local high school gymnasium at Woodrow Wilson High School.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
In Nashville, Tennessee.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about Woodrow Wilson, but I know that his high school is very nice. They have a vending machine there that I spent about $48 at.
That's there a lot.
He's actually having a little bit of an issue right now in his legacy. They're taking his name off the center that was named for him at Princeton
because
University.
Because he was the original globalist, and he was the first person to have the League of Nations, and it had nothing to do with his racial stuff.
I play League of Nations on my iPhone.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Oh, so you like Woodrow Wilson because of that?
Yes, yeah. I play League of Nations.
Mm-hmm.
That's the game where Kate Upton was in the commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you went to Woodrow Wilson.
You're at the gymnasium.
Yes, and the line is very long.
Oh, good.
I'm assuming by all people who are like-minded as myself.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's important that the lines are long. That's why I support some of these. The liberals call them voter suppression acts or voter ID acts.
Uh-huh.
I support, because I think everyone should have to come on one day, wait in a really long line, and have two or three forms of ID in uh-huh. order to pull the lever.
And do you understand why that might be difficult for certain sectors of society?
No.
I don't understand it either. Mm-hmm. They should have went and got their IDs like I did.
Yeah.
What kind of ID did you bring?
I brought three forms of ID like I was supposed to,
mm-hmm.
like an American is supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
I bought my driving license.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first form of ID I bought. I bought my Planet Fitness membership card. That's the gym I go to.
That's embarrassing.
No lunks. At Planet Fitness, no lumps.
You love that ad campaign.
Yes, you can't be throwing the weights all around. You can't be throwing the weights all around.
What are lunks?
Lunks are people who throw the weights all around.
Like a kind of a jerk at the gym.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Well, you know, now with Donald Trump, this is the only thing that I've disagreed with you on. I think people should be able to grunt and make noises at the gym.
Well, that makes me feel bad.
You've never been to a gym in your life.
I have written a lot of stories about gyms.
I watched you just eat loose roast beef from your pocket.
That looks good. If you have some extra, I got some horseradish
in
my pocket.
Oh, my God, Velveteen.
You have some horseradish.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Right,
Velveteen just opened her purse, and there are so many dipping sauces.
Horseradish, all from Arby's. That's the only restaurant that I approach, that I go to, Arby's and Chick-fil-A, and they both are rich in
a lot
soy
of sauces.
Now, have you ever
sauces.
Gone, I've done this before, where you go to a Chick-fil-A,
yes.
you buy a sandwich, then you go to an Arby's, and then you take the roast roast beef out of the Arby's and put it on a
chicken sandwich. Oh. And then you add both sauces from both places.
Wait, you've both done
both
that?
Both sauces, of course. Yeah, you add both sauces.
Both types of sauces. You get the horseradish sauce.
Mm-hmm. Horsey sauce.
With the horsey sauce. And then you add a little of the honey mustard. It's so good.
The Chick-fil-A sauce, mm-hmm. which is all the Chick-fil-A sauces mixed up into one sauce.
Velveteen is losing her mind.
Because it's a Donald Trump America.
She is stacking sauces on the table from her purse, and I am amazed at what's coming. It's like a clown car of sauces.
There's so many sauces. All right, so we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more of sauces and more of the opportunities for everyone in Donald Trump's America when we return.
We're all fucked.
We're back with Velveteen Carter. We were just talking about sauces. What do you see as the most promising part of the of Trump's promise?
Ask just the way a Trump supporter would ask a question. Makes absolutely no sense and repeat one word twice.
I think the most promising part of his promise is the fact that he promised us that he was going to make Mexico pay for that wall.
He's already backed off of that.
He did what?
He already said he's not going to do that.
No, that's just for appearances. See, one thing y'all don't know about Trump is that he's a master of disguise.
Mm-hmm.
And he is...
Wait a minute.
Huh?
Like the movie?
Like the movie, which I love.
Oh, I love that movie too. Is that something that all three of us can agree on?
Oh, now Dana Carvey's master of disguise.
He usually doesn't watch movies, but I tricked him into watching it.
In the last week, I've watched so many movies.
What, you fell off the wagon?
Because I have no idea what the world is about anymore. And I watch Master of Disguise all day Wednesday.
Oh, you just over and over and over again.
11:09, I watched Master of Disguise.
It is a good movie.
Yeah.
I love Master of Disguise. And I love it so much because that is what Donald J. Trump is. He's a master of disguise. You know, he's just trying to get these liberals to stop ranting and raving and crying.
A Velveteen is slowly closing both of my eyelids every time she talks.
You wish that you could just disappear right now like a toidle. You're a toidle.
Don't use the blessed comedy of Dana Carvey's Master of Disguise for ill.
I bought this spritz bottle of spray in your liberal face.
Oh my god. Stop it.
That's not
water. What's in there?
That is cranberry vodka.
Cranberry vodka.
Oh my god. It's stinging my eyes and the inside of my nose. I just clipped my nose.
This is what we need to be doing with all liberals, though. We need to treat them like cats that have been poorly behaved in your house. You just spritz them with some water.
Or some cranberry vodka. Svedka brand.
Svedka.
The cheapest. Oh, yes, they have it on sale.
I like that ad campaign because it makes me think about having sex with robots.
I think about that every night.
Think about having sex with robots.
A robot shaped just like Donald J. Trump.
Can you imagine?
To come and bang this ass.
Wait a minute. You're sexually attracted to Donald Trump.
No, robot version of him.
Did you hear the story about these evil rioter protesters that saw an ambulance and ripped it apart with their bare hands?
I did hear about that. Ate the man who was inside of it.
Ate the man who was inside.
You have to know that that's not true. No one is shredding a human being. Do either of you watch The Walking Dead?
Shred him. They barbecued him first, and after 8 hours, it was pulled pork. They just were able to shred it easily.
Again, if it's pulled pork, it would have to be a pig. Velveteen, what happened the rest of your election day?
I'm so glad you asked. So I waited in line for 16 hours.
That's exactly how long you should
that's
wait.
That's almost the whole day.
I kept letting people go past.
Oh, all right.
That's very nice of you.
And so I just like, you need to get in there, pull that lever, make sure, and I know we can't, this is how I will whisper to the people. We can't say who we voting for it loud, but just make a sound if you vote for Donald J. Trump. Okay. And I got so many clink clanks that day.
So many clink clanks. Mm-hmm.
And they called the police on me a few times, but they're just trying to keep themselves safe.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing.
They're trying to keep America safe.
Yeah.
And liberals don't even know how to keep their own people safe.
They don't even know how to vote. 600 million liberals didn't vote.
Yeah, they didn't even show up. And now they're all out doing protests and ripping apart ambulances,
eating people inside them just because they voted for Trump.
It's insane.
I just want to commend every person who is out there combating all of these liberal protesters on the Trump side, because y'all are the ones that are keeping it classy.
Brave.
Keeping it real.
Did you see the video of the gentleman who's screaming, "Make my tortilla"?
Huh? He's probably hungry.
First of all, he probably didn't even get the whole thing.
Tortilla.
Make my tortilla great again.
Yes.
Because the fact that all these white people have culturally
Mexican.
Appropriated tortillas and we need Mexicans making
because
them.
Because Obama make my tortilla. That's what he's saying.
Because he wants his tortilla authentic.
Authentic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mexicans make a good tortilla.
They make a great tortilla. That is what they do.
And that is racist to say they don't. So you voted. What happened? 16 hours, you pulled the lever, you said clank.
Yes.
Did you go to any sort of like Trump parties or anything like that?
I went to a party that with the Legion of Black Trump supporters.
Oh, wow. Must be a lot.
We went to, it was.
Must have been a small party.
It was a smaller party, mm-hmm. but that's because, you know, some people change their minds at the last minute. I don't know why. Black people just, I can tell you as a black person mm-hmm. that black people don't think.
Wow.
And because I haven't, there's been times where I didn't think.
I agree that me too. I there have been times where I have, and this is hard for me to admit this, and I think that we all, can all come together as all races. Sometimes I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
All black people don't think?
I mean, not all of them. The six people who was at the Trump party thought.
Yeah.
And they thought about winning.
All right, so there's six people at the Trump party.
Six people. And we sat there and we watched the election results roll in. And every time Trump won a state, we took a shot of mango pineapple jalapeno svedka vodka.
Mm, that is good.
It was delicious.
Did you make that yourself? Because that doesn't seem like an off the shelf.
It's off the shelf.
Yeah.
It's two bottles off the shelf that we mixed together into one svedka bottle. And it was delicious. And I knew it that he was going to win. I knew that he was going to win. We told y'all every time we got on stage in every city that he was going to win.
Yeah, and you seemed like he treated you more like an accessory than as actual people.
Accessory?
Yeah. Did you
hear
that?
Do you have a wallet on you right now?
Yeah, Pete, where's your wallet?
I have one. Do you want to see it?
What comes in that wallet? Your money?
My money.
Your IDs?
My IDs.
Your Planet Fitness membership card?
No, ma'am.
Oh, you go to a liberal gym. LA Fitness, 24-hour fitness,
Crunch.
Equinox.
I work out outside.
You do Tai Bo.
Yeah. No. Not anymore.
You don't do Tai Bo anymore?
No.
Wait, why did you stop doing Tai Bo?
Because Billy Blanks pushed me down the stairs.
Oh,
just like a black man. The most violent of violent creatures.
He was really... Wait, no! Billy Blanks attacked me, but I do not believe in that statement. That sentiment that you just expressed is overly generalizing, and it's damaging.
You also have a bad experience from Sean from the Insanity workouts?
He also pushed me down the stairs.
Shanti?
Shanti pushed me down the stairs. Billy Blanks pushed me down the stairs. I went to a Jane Fonda workout, and she pushed me down the stairs.
She probably was pushing you into greatness. But when Sean T and Billy Blanks did
it. Yeah, of course, then it's a racial thing.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I've been pushed down the stairs by almost every instructor I've ever had in a physical environment.
That's how
only the two black ones were attacking me.
That's how liberals give abortions. That they have 1.6 billion abortions.
Did you know that
in 2015 alone?
Come to think of it, I had a very long hair when I was doing time.
I don't know if you watched the supercut. It's a video that has been being passed around of 1.6 billion fetuses. Have you seen this? Not fun to watch.
I've seen it.
I've seen this.
I have not seen it.
It's real.
I don't engage in the cesspool of internet information.
It's all true.
I have a sex pool at my house. And
only
Trump voters allowed in my sex pool. That's when we had the party of the National Legion for Black Trump Supporters.
So everyone
in your pool, it's got to be a good sized pool.
It's like a jacuzzi sized tub.
That's not so a pool.
There's only
That's
six not- people, you said, right?
Strip naked. Filled the sex pool up with mango cherry.
Wow, you had so much.
Vanilla cream. Vodka.
That cannot be good for you. Completely naked, your vagina just swallowing vodka.
Yes, that sounds perfect.
Oh my God, you would get so drunk so quickly through those thin membranes.
I got that from liberal white kids.
To fill up a jacuzzi with vodka?
No, they put tampons in their vagina and with vodka.
Yeah,
that's true.
Get you
and
drunk
give
real
themselves
quick.
Abortion. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that's what they were doing instead of voting.
All 730 billion liberals that didn't vote for Hillary Clinton. Y'all lost this election. We didn't just win this election.
She didn't win the popular vote.
Well, first of all, that's wrong.
That's wrong.
You have to look at
Why
the website.
Why is that wrong?
Because they're undercounting the votes that are being counted when
you're
hear.
You're having a hard time with this.
When the New York Times says that Hillary won by 2 million votes, they're counting things that aren't even votes. They're counting.
Receipts.
Receipts.
I was distracted for a minute. Velveteen is now just sitting in a bikini.
You're wearing a bikini.
Just sitting in a bikini.
It is a Donald J.
Receipts.
Trump bikini. On both of my nipples.
Horrifying.
Donald J. Trump's eyes.
Wow.
Just his eyes. Oh, my God. And the way that it ties up in the back is just a crest of orange hair.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, God.
Now, see, this is the type of freedom that we have now in a Trump's America.
Don't rest your purse there.
My purse is full of vodka, and I need to keep it off the floor so it doesn't get contaminated.
Yeah, we don't want to get this vodka having to be contaminated.
We're having a vodka party in here. You lost. You might as well proceed.
All right, fine. I'll have some, but just don't keep your purse on your belly between those two Donald Trump pictures.
Okay. All right, fine.
Just, you can put it on the table.
It kind of looks like a Hitler mustache.
It does look like that, but he's not anti-Semitic.
He is not.
Yeah, he's not.
He loves the Semites.
He loves the Semites. Mm-hmm. That's why the Republicans won the Senate. So what are you going to do moving forward to continue this beautiful reign of Donald Trump? He's already put together.
Pass me a shot glass.
He's thirsty.
Yeah. Here you go.
Thank you.
Here's some for me, too. Let's do a little bit here.
Ooh, yeah.
That was great. Glad we got that.
This is a new version. This is chocolate jalapeno rice cake.
Ooh, rice cake.
Famous Amos cookie to represent those regular black people going back to slavery.
The famous Amos is out there.
And oh my God. I grinded this all up.
I shouldn't be concerned about any of these crumbs.
A banana, huh?
I shouldn't be concerned about... This is a little viscous and there's a lot of crumbs in it. I can still
drink it. Take that shot. Okay. There's a little bit of sand in there. Right,
so let's raise a glass here. This, of course, is to Donald Trump's beautiful reign.
To Donald J. Trump.
Donald J.
Are you already drunk?
A little bit.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Cheers.
Cheers.
You can taste the sand in it. Sand from America's beaches.
There is so much
jalapeno
sediment in
And it's hot. And it's hot.
Yeah, I warmed it up. I put it in the microwave. It's better to take these
shots. Were those cookies expired?
Huh?
Were those famous cookies expired?
Yes, I had to get rid of them. They were just sitting in a box in my pantry.
Well, I thought that was delicious.
Let's do another one. Is there a bottle in there that just has liquid in it?
I would be lying to you if I said there was a bottle that doesn't have stuff in it. And I don't lie because I'm a Donald Trump supporter.
Yeah.
And
incapable
Donald Trump
of lying.
Lie. Right. Incapable of lying. So I will tell you the straight up
you
truth.
You can't lie if you don't have any congruence for the reality.
Any congruence? We already won the congruence.
Yeah, we won the congruence.
And the Senate.
And the Senate.
I actually want to die.
One more shot here. We'll do another shot.
Pour me another shot. Because right, I won't be able to finish this interview. Oh, so glad we got that. Oh, that's really going to help people understand what's going on.
Now, this one is a very special Donald J. Trump vodka that I made.
Ooh.
I mixed a bunch of Svedka bottles together. Because it's the cheapest one. And
wait, there's glass in here?
There's glass. There's a little bit of grind of glass. It's the sand.
Don't
the
you realize sand that sand is just glass?
Sand is just glass.
It's just, you have to look at things from two angles. People say Donald Trump supporters are racist. But if you look at it from another angle, they're just ethno-nationalists.
Mm-hmm. Ethno-nationalists.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I've known that word for years.
So, Pete, since you lost this election, you can do this toast. What is your hope? What is your hope as someone from the losing side that lost by over 35 trillion votes?
My hope is that this administration never actually comes to fruition, that something happens in the upcoming criminal trial, civil trial that he's engaged in, and that he either quits because he very obviously doesn't want this job, or that he's swiftly impeached on the basis of obvious criminality at the very beginning of his administration.
And then we will have a beautiful Mike Pence presidency.
Ooh, Mike Pence!
Who is going to give all those gay liberals electroshock therapy.
Shock them till they're
back.
He's
going to shock them.
And, and that he also passes away. Okay, here we go. And that it's not quick.
God. You can really taste that glass.
Now, there's actually slivers of glass in that.
Here's what I put in that one. That one's celery stalk.
Ooh.
Oh, that I tasted.
Celery stalk vodka.
Wow.
Pad Thai. Because I went to a Thai restaurant with some Thai Trump supporter friends.
Are you just putting all of your garbage in Svedka bottles?
I'm not. This is Svedka's doing.
This is Svedka's doing.
Oh, I see. I thought these were homebrews.
No. I just mix them up.
So I'm sure that people are listening to this, and they are like, I want to become active like Velveteen. What are some things that people can do to stay active in Trump's America with you?
First of all, you can come join Planet Fitness. No lunks. $10 a month, but to cancel.
You are the only person that commercial worked on.
Huh? Yeah, it worked for me. I go there every other week, and I go in. They know me by name. They say, hey, Velveteen.
There you go.
And I see them, and I go, no lunks, y'all. It's $10 a month. It's the cheapest gym in Trump's America.
Cheapest gym.
To cancel, though, early, you sign a 16-year contract.
Is that your car outside?
It is my car.
Is it still running?
You spray painted no lunks.
No lunks. No lunks in Trump's America.
Do people honk for that?
Yes, honk for no lunks.
Honk for no lunks.
It's so badly spray painted. Almost every letter is backwards.
Well, I spray painted it I mixed some Svedka vodka with a little bit of paint.
There you
and
go.
I put it in a sandblaster and I spray painted it.
All right. I'm glad you parked it there.
That's pretty good for activism.
That's a handicap.
I think I'm going to join. I'm going to join Planet Fitness.
No lunks. 16-year contract, only $10 a month. And to cancel anytime before the 16 years, it's only $17,000.
It seems like you might not be a Trump supporter. You might be a secret Planet Fitness sales rep.
You know who owns Planet Fitness, right?
Donald Trump.
Donald Jimmy Trump.
Wow. Velveteen, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, and thanks for being a true role model.
I like to believe so.
Yes, for all the forgotten Americans out there.
All those young black women who 93% of black women came out and voted.
93%.
And 0.2% voted for Donald Trump.
Yeah,
and you know who that was? Me and Gluten.
That was you and Gluten. So I think you are a trailblazer, and you are making it okay for black women to come out and support Trump.
Absolutely.
I hope you're okay.
I'm fine. I'm just bleeding a little bit.
Don't trip over those sauces. You stacked up all those sauces.
All my sauces. I'm going to go and put these in my sex pool. And who wants to join? Do you want to join?
I'm in.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck it.
Woo!
Oh my God, those shots are hitting me.
I have not had this much to drink in a long time.
Woo!
I think you're going to need to bring me to the horse pillow.
I can't. You don't need to go to the horse
pillow. Bring me to the horse pillow.
You need to go to the horse pillow. Come on, we got to get to the sex pool.
What?
The sex pool.
I don't think that I'm glad we didn't drive with her.
This is, Pete, feel this right now. This is what Trump's America feels like. And these liberals thought that it was going to be terrible and that 3 million people are going to get deported and that Muslims were going to get, they'd have to sign up for a database. When really, it's just people hanging out, getting drunk on flavored vodka and going to sex pools.
I don't think that's what it is.
All right,
I think Velveteen has a particularly singular view of Trumpism.
Trump, she's one of the first African-American female supporters.
Like she's getting to a fight outside.
Okay, wait, let's go down and break it up. We're going to get down and break it up, okay?
Oh, my God. She just wrapped someone in a Planet Fitness towel and threw them in her passenger seat, and she has screeched out of the parking lot.
Oh, no! We got to get... I need to get her address.
I got to go to the horse pillow. Please
call. All
right,
we'll take you to the horse pillow.
Yeah. No, I don't want you to drive.
When we come back, we are going to talk about... Oh, my God, I feel sick from...
Ugh.
When we come back... next...
Orange drool.
Next week.
No, she left over dinner time.
Oh, you need to wear that?
No, I'm not going to wear that.
No. When we're back, we are going to talk to what's his name? The son-in-law?
Jared Kushner.
Yeah, about how what it's like to marry in to the Trump family. Because that must be nice and fun. When we come back the next time. When our nation, we're closing the borders. Let's get you to the horse pillow.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.